voters knew Amy Winehouse was no good, but they still kept returning. The trouble-prone British songstress, initially denied a U.S. visa based on her history of drug use, dominated Sunday's 50th annual Grammy Awards ceremony. Amy later received a visa, but could not travel in time to appear at the Los Angeles venue. The 24-year-old Winehouse made good on 5 of her 6 nominations: Record of the Year for Rehab, Song of the Year, also for Rehab, Best New Artist, Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, and Best Pop Vocal Album for Back to Black. Her live performance from London provided one of the evening's highlights. Clutching her mother, Amy managed to thank both her neighborhood and her imprisoned husband, Blake Fielder Civil.
Thank you to everyone at Island Records, to my mum and dad. For my Blake incarcerated, and for London, this is for London, because Camden Town is burning down.
Welcome to the good life. We'll be like the girls who ain't on TV because they got more
than the models.
The good life. So keep it coming with the bottles. So she feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life. It feel like Houston. It feel like Philly. It feel like D.C. It feel like V.A. or the Bay or yay.
Providing a prickly counterpoint to Amy Winehouse was rapper Kanye West, who was very much in attendance. The Chicago rapper brought his career Grammy total to 10, collecting trophies for Best Rap Solo Performance, Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group, Best Rap Song for Good Life, and Best Rap Album for Graduation. Accepting the latter award, Kanye thanked his late mother Donda West while chiding the orchestra for attempting to shorten his speech.
A lot of people say hip-hop was dead, not just Nas, but, you know, a lot of people just said, like, the art form wasn't popping like that anymore. I wanted to cross the genres and show people how we could still express ourselves with something fresh and new, and that's what hip-hop has always been about, coming out with new sounds and stuff. Come on, you gonna play music on me? And just to say something about my mother, I appreciate all the support, I appreciate all the prayers. It would be in good taste to stop the music then. I appreciate everything, and I know you're really proud of me right now, and I know you wouldn't want me to stop, and you want me to be the number one artist in the world. And mama, all I'm gonna do is keep making you proud. We run this.
Out of 110 awards, 100 were announced prior to the 3.5-hour telecast from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The emphasis was on performance, with the Grammy's parent organization, the Recording Academy, stressing historical continuity. This made for pairings both inspiring, such as Alicia Keys' show-opening duet with Frank Sinatra, and puzzling, as when Kid Rock attempted to scat while singing That Old Black Magic with 1950s jazz favorite Keeley Smith. Other musical highlights included Beyoncé and Tina Turner's rousing rendition of Proud Mary, and a reunion by 1980s R&B act The Time, who also performed with Rihanna. The 19-year-old Barbados native collected her first career Grammy, Best Rap Sung Collaboration, for Umbrella. Accepting the Best Country Album Award from former Beatle Ringo Starr, 18-time winner Vince Gill got off the best quip of the night at Kanye West's expense.
I just got an award given to me by a Beatle. Have you had that happen yet, Kanye?
Viewers who endured the occasionally sleep-inducing telecast were rewarded with a final shock when 67-year-old jazz pianist Herbie Hancock took the Album of the Year trophy for River, the Joni Letters. His tribute to singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell was the first jazz album to take the title since 1965, a fact in which Herbie reveled at the podium.
It's been 43 years since the first and only time that a jazz artist got the Album of the Year Award. And I'd like to thank the Academy for courageously breaking the mold this time. And in doing so, honor the giants upon whose shoulders I stand. Some of whom, like Miles Davis, John Coltrane, unquestionably deserve this award in the past. But this is a new day that proves that the impossible can be made possible. Yes, we can, to coin a phrase.
I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry.
That was Herbie Hancock with River, featuring Corinne Bailey Rae. While the recording industry undergoes a bumpy transition from traditional music delivery methods to digital downloads, the Grammy Awards retain one overriding advantage over all other honors. Musicians' peers, and not the public, determine the winners, a trait which should stand the Grammys in good stead during their second half century. We'll end our look at the 50th annual Grammy Awards with Herbie Hancock's instrumental rendition of Joni Mitchell's enduring composition, Both Sides Now. I'm Ray McDonald.